Hello, my name is Kevin Heiger, Director of Operator Product Development for Technomic Information Services. I'd like to welcome all of you here to the first in a series of 8 podcasts Technomic will be recording over the next several weeks. During that time, we will look in great detail at food service menu trends, and more specifically, the Technomic Menu Trends Roadmap. This 8-session journey will cover a number of elements that influence current and evolving menu trends occurring in the operator environment. They include: what consumer elements are impacting menu offerings? What operators have to consider before introducing new items to their menu? What differentiates a mainstream menu trend from a niche offering? And examples of specific menu trends that can be found along our Menu Trends Roadmap. So fasten your seatbelts and let's begin our journey down this long and winding highway. But be careful, because the Menu Trends Roadmap is sure to take a few unexpected turns and potentially change when you least expect it. How long has it been since operators have seen a restaurant menu landscape this dynamic? Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, desserts, beverages, and even the kids' menu. Each has undergone transformations of one kind or another. Today we'll be discussing the impact that consumers play on the items we see listed on every menu, from quick service to fast casual, mid-scale family, traditional casual dining, and even fine dining. So let's start with one absolute reality. Successful operators exist because they offer a combination of products and services that consumers desire. If operators are not aligned and in tune with the needs and demands of their customer base, those customers will take their business elsewhere, along with their discretionary income. So let's take a look at this customer and what they desire, in fact, demand. In effect, let's consider their consumer food service need states. You see, all consumers are alike in one basic respect. They all have need states they're looking to fill. As consumers move throughout the day, they are constantly looking to balance the things they have to get done with the things they want to do. That might mean balancing the necessary requirements of a job with social activities that include family and friends. And at some point during the day, probably more than once, food is going to become a part of that equation. The particular circumstances surrounding that person often dictates what form a meal will take and what the characteristics of the food will be. We call this situation a consumer food service need state. All of us have need states as they relate to food, and all of us have more than one. Want to be successful as an operator? Then understand what your customer's need states are and offer menu items that satisfy these demands. Do this well, and you achieve that most coveted top-of-mind positioning inside the customer's head. Every time that customer encounters a specific need state involving food, your restaurant pops up as a great solution. Fail to satisfy their need states, and you become last in their mental inbox. So in order to understand what menu trends are relevant and important, it's critical to understand why the consumer is asking for them. Consumer food service need states and the subsequent demands they place on operators are created to a large degree by two primary types of influencers, demographic and behavioral. Let's examine both, beginning with two of the most important demographic trends taking place today: the multi-generational conflict and the growing minority influence. Right now, operators are experiencing the simultaneous presence of two major age groups. By 2015, the Census Bureau predicts that 1/3 of the population will be between the ages of 10 and 34. At the same time, another 27% of this country will be 55 and older. Both certainly represent numbers large enough to be targeted by restaurant operators. Unfortunately, one menu strategy doesn't necessarily fit all here. While there are some similarities that operators can leverage from a menu perspective, both of these groups also have unique need states that require special menu strategies. Let's begin with a look at three characteristics we've observed in individuals between the ages of 10 and 34. First, they view the role of food as a means to enable a certain quality of life. They're often aware that what they put in their bodies affects how they look and feel, and how they look and feel often has an impact on who they meet, where they go, and how much energy and stamina they have while hanging out in their social circles. For them, menu items are often enablers that make them look and feel the way they want to. Second, this age group is very aware of the impact that they can make on the world around them. To them, one person can make a difference. Social responsibility is something they believe in and support when possible. It is not uncommon for this group of consumers to look at the foods and beverages they consume and consider the effects on everyone and everything involved in the chain of events that brought that item from farm to table. They often consider what they eat to be a reflection of themselves and their values. Finally, these individuals are social creatures. They like to experience life in groups. Relationships are very important. How many times have you seen a whole group of these consumers attached to the ear by a single iPod and multiple headphone cords? This same thought process applies to their food. They love to share and experience together. Now let's take a look at the 55 and over group. They too have their own set of unique requirements, two of which we'll examine here. Let's begin with the types of foods these individuals are going to be seeking out. After years and years of raising kids, many of these folks have now truly achieved empty nester status. Now, what does that mean? Well, for one, that they no longer have to eat the types of foods that often went along with being a parent. In other words, they're eating less kid-friendly foods. For many, that translates into a high-quality menu option with a tasty profile that they recognize and appreciate. Sometimes that taste profile may be a little more adventurous, but often it's going to be traditional, almost comfort-like in nature. The second unique requirement, much like the younger group, also revolves around the philosophy of quality of life, but the interpretation is often totally different. Often these older individuals have more of a medical or health motivation. Perhaps a recent trip to the doctor has revealed the need to more closely consider the foods they are eating. If these individuals want to continue doing all the things in life they enjoy, or in more drastic cases, just stay alive, then an intense focus and understanding of menu items that meet their specific dietary requirements is a must. You'll hear them asking operators questions like, "Tell me about the quality of the ingredients. What specific items have been included or excluded in this dish? And can you prepare this in a certain manner?" The other demographic trend to consider is the growing minority influence. 81% of the population increase over the 20-year period from 2000 to 2020 will be from minority groups. By 2020, Hispanics will represent nearly 18% of the U.S. population. As these groups increase their numbers in the United States, they will bring with them unique flavor and taste preferences. As operators develop products to satisfy these growing consumer groups, other individuals will also have an opportunity to try these interesting flavor profiles, often represented on mainstream restaurant menus. Let's now turn our attention to three significant behavioral influencers. The first is one I like to refer to as the food channel effect. It works in the following manner. Over the past several years, consumers have become more and more infatuated with the skills and cooking prowess of many of the chefs featured on channels such as the Food Network. Growing numbers of consumers are being exposed to more and more flavor profiles from other parts of the country as well as other parts of the world. The result? A growing interest, an increasing curiosity, an unsatisfied appetite to experience the flavors and dishes they watch being created. Gone are the days when many consumers are intimidated by dishes bearing the influence of scary, unfamiliar ingredients and flavor profiles influenced from a land far away. Many of today's consumers welcome the opportunity to experience these flavors and operators are responding with an ongoing assortment of menu items incorporating these unique taste profiles. The second behavioral influencer is convenience and the growing number of ways this word can be defined by the consumer. As it relates to menu trends, consider the following examples. Convenience might mean having a single menu item that can be enjoyed by a large party of people who each have different tastes. How? Perhaps an appetizer that is served with multiple dipping sauces to satisfy the tastes of everyone in the group. Convenience might also mean designing a menu item with portability in mind. Dashboard dining is a reality, and more than one consumer need state beckons for products that can be consumed in one hand while guiding a vehicle down the road with the other. Kind of a scary visual, isn't it? In any case, the important thing to keep in mind is that many consumer need states are influenced by the fact that people are busy, and these people are likely to define convenience in a number of different ways. Food service solutions that minimize stress are greatly appreciated and often rewarded with frequent consumer purchases. One final behavioral characteristic influencing the menu trends of today and tomorrow is customization, or as some like to refer to it, the "it's my movie" syndrome. Consumers today have a myriad of reasons for wanting all aspects of their life a particular way, or at the risk of sounding a bit accusatory, their way. The consumer rationale goes something like this. It's my money, and I'm going to spend it on the things that are exactly like I want them. Satisfy what I'm asking for, or I'll take my business elsewhere, and I do have plenty of options. From a food service perspective, all one has to do is think about the fact that the number one diet plan in the U.S. today is known as the My Diet Plan. In other words, many consumers feel the best eating strategy is the one they develop. The restaurant translation? Be prepared to offer dishes that satisfy specific customer requests. In other words, consider how easily your menu offerings can be customized. So to recap, the current restaurant environment is a vibrant one, with new and exciting menu ideas and trends developing at a rapid pace. The successful operator understands that really knowing what the consumer wants is the key to repeat business and developing brand advocates. Consumers are driven by need states, and need states occur as a result of both demographic and behavioral influencers. One tool operators use to satisfy consumers and their need states are menu items, and the key to understanding what menu trends will be successful is to understand the motivations behind the consumers demanding them. On our next podcast, we'll introduce the Technomic Menu Trends Roadmap, which builds on the demographic and behavioral trends outlined in this session. We'll identify and begin discussing the three distinct categories of menu trends that find the root of their success in their ability to satisfy consumer need states. For every listener of this podcast, Technomic and I welcome your questions, inquiries, and comments. Please feel free to contact me at khigar@technomic.com and reference this podcast. Until next time, I hope your journey along the menu trends highway is a pleasant one.